So I was wondering, is there an easy way, and it's got to be inexpensive, so an easy, inexpensive way to not have that happen when I start dremeling out the things I need to dremel.
Okay, but is there, Padre?
There is, and it's this.
It's a box.
It's a box.
You do it all inside the box. Is that it?
Yeah. Okay, we're done. Let's go and move
on.
That's
a cheap, effective way,
Padre. Okay, here we go. This is what we need you to do. So you're going to be making yourself a spoil box for a Dremel tool. You could actually do
this. Up the sleeves.
This is an Amazon box. So this, if you buy any of the things that we are telling you to buy.
You probably have one laying around in your house.
Probably have one laying around. Yeah. You're going to need a few things. Not the circuit board that I broke. But you will need saran wrap.
Okay.
You will need tape.
Uh-huh.
And you will need some sharp, sticky, pointy things.
That's the official name for them.
Sharp,
yep.
Sharp, sticky, pointy things. So while I talk about this, what I'd like you to do is if you could go ahead and cut off the four leaves. I've also got this. If you want to use this, that's probably a bit
a little
faster.
Dangerous.
Just really don't cut me or yourself.
Got to get ready for this.
So go ahead and cut off the four leaves. Okay. What we want to do is we want to make ourselves a disposable enclosure because when we start cutting, when we start grinding and drilling, it is going to get everywhere. It's going to make an absolute mess. And we want to be able to just sort of, you know, take the thing that we've created and just toss it in the garbage when we're done.
Right.
So that's why we're using a box. We're not making a nice enclosure. We're not 3D printing anything. This is something that we were going to throw away anyways, like that.
Cool. We don't need those, right?
We don't need those.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, we do, and now you've just destroyed the project. Thanks. That was
No, cardboard. Come back.
Well done. I got this idea off of something that I saw when I was living down in South America. They used to do this all the time, but with those 55-gallon drums that we would get heating oil in.
Okay.
And they would just, you know, they'd throw them out, so they used them to make little enclosure spaces. That this operates on the same idea. Take something that we're going to throw away and turn it into something useful.
Okay. I like that idea, recycling stuff.
So what you're going to do is after you cut off these leaves, I need you to cut two squares in the side here. Just
two
like
squares.
This. About hand-sized. Okay, so you need to be able to get your hand through there. So cut that in the side. And, you know, again, this doesn't have to be perfect. This is a project.
I wish I had a marker.
I'll just use it.
Okay.
This is,
just
this
a
is
square
not precision
right here.
Work here, folks.
Just
yeah.
A square.
Okay. This is something that you can literally put together in 5 minutes before you start.
You could do it live during a show.
That's why we're doing it. We're doing it live during a show. Also because I wanted to make Brian do something while he was sick.
Thank you.
I'm not a good person. Wait, hold on. Wait. That's
Kung-Fu.
I am the chosen one.
You had to... were you bit by a cobra and struck by lightning? There we go.
Great cutting there. That was
maybe it was your kung fu.
Maybe it was my kung fu. All right, get the other side.
All right.
So what we're creating a box that has holes on both sides. So the holes are so that I can put my hands inside of them, and I'm going to be putting the Dremel tool in through it as well. But, of course, this is not going to stop the spoil from getting everywhere because it's going to leave the box, correct?
The spoil. Is that the correct name
for it? Yeah, that's the spoil.
Okay.
That's the stuff that gets... Yeah. Okay. I know. The people in the chat are like, you gave Brian a knife? let's go ahead and close that before someone gets her. So that's all the cutting we're going to need to do. You want to show them your handiwork, Brian?
Yeah. Not bad, right?
Right.
It's a box.
Right. It's
got some holes in it.
Yeah. Now, here's what we're going to do to keep the spoil from coming out and yet be able to maintain visibility. We have saran wrap. This is super heavy-duty saran wrap.
I see where this is going now. Really high-tech.
This is super high-tech. But, I mean, the nice thing about this is these are parts that you already have in your house.
Yes.
So we need saran wrap, we need a box, we need some sort of cutting tool, and we're going to need tape. And this is how it works.
Okay.
So go ahead and tape.
That.
Just take that.
Take it.
Take that. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Stretch it over the top.
Yeah.
Overhang. There we go. Okay, and then we're gonna have to. I'm gonna spin it, and you're gonna have to keep it there, right?
Oh, okay.
You know, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, teamwork, Brian.
Teamwork. You can tell we did not rehearse this.
This is so not rehearsed. Teamwork. Go.
Keep going. Why'd you stop? You ruined it.
Cut. It's okay. We're all right. Okay, hold that there.
Okay.
All right. All right. You know, keep it away from the blade this time. Actually, that was my fault, so I can't really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here. Right. Bring it over the top.
Pass it over.
Yeah. Normally, you would do this much more suavely with music playing in the background so that you're like secret agent man.
Right. Because that's how high-tech
this is. That's how that works.
Well, at least you can see in there.
You can see in there. So what you would do now
Exactly.
Exactly.
Building the box.
I normally like putting a little extra wrap around the edges, because what you want to do is you want to be able to poke your hands in, but not leave so much space around your hands that it gets out. In fact, you know what? We're not going to use the tape. We're going to go super cheap and very, very hard to see.
That's right, folks. Here, you don't even need tape for this.
Okay, wait. Lift the box up.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh? What? Take that.
Tape.
People who said I would never amount to anything.
If they told me back in the day I'd be saran wrapping a box for a living, I wouldn't have believed them.
Wait, it's not working. Okay, see, now obviously there's disadvantage of doing that because now it's harder to see inside of this.
Yeah, it's definitely way harder to see in there.
Now, and when I'm really doing this, what I do is I put a single sheet across the opening and then
you tape it.
Right.
Yeah.
But now, if you go and cut holes in the edges here, just poke.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Well, I want to make an entry hole, and then I'm gonna spread it at you.
Stop. Okay, do the other side. Okay.
And then
there you go. Okay. And now I have the ability. I can take. Let me show them.
This is so sad,
but it totally works.
But yeah. Okay.
Take your Dremel tool. You go inside. You now have the part, and you have. It's got too much glare. But you have the part. And you have the ability to work on the part, but the spoil will be kept inside the box.
This could be the Christmas present. You wrap a box in saran wrap, and you put that under the tree, and say, guess what I made
Merry Christmas to me! Look, it's a spoil box! Thanks, Mom.
Okay, so you want me to Dremel some stuff in here?
Well, no, not right now, because, again, I would not have put this many layers.
Because I can do it.
It's harder to see, because we've made it all opaque.
I don't know what I'd be Dremeling. I'd be Dremeling out of the box.
Well, this is so stupid, but...
Wait. I can see that one.
I guarantee you one of you is going to try this because you're going to be so sick of your Dremel getting plastic or metal or wood shavings everywhere.
Yeah.
This actually does an incredibly good job of keeping it. In fact, if you only use it once, I mean, you could use it multiple times, just keep rewrapping, saran wrap.
Yeah.
But if you only use it once, it's almost completely clear. In fact, the earliest version of this, I had, like, those big rubber gloves so that would be completely sealed.
Right.
Totally not worth it. Totally not worth it. Just do it this way. It's a one-time use. Once you have the item, just throw the box away.
And you don't even have to take the spoil out of it.
The spoil stays in there. And here's the added bonus. If you are Dremeling something that is really electrostatically charged, mm-hmm. like the plastic, it will want to stick to the saran wrap.
Right.
So it like wants to stay in the box. It's not just contained
stay in the box.
It gets attracted to the stuff in the box.
Did you get this idea from watching like the nuclear physicists? Like they go in with the gloves and they have to like move the nuclear material.
This is a hot box.
Yeah, exactly.
And, folks, don't use this for radioactive material. It will not protect you.
Saran wrap's not good for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Makes sense.